As Sam said, my name is James Perot. I'm a campus chaplain up here, which means I like to help students with their spiritual wellness while at university. This is my 12th year up on campus, and if believe it or not, this is actually our 10th annual free barbecue. Can you believe that? We had to take a break for a couple years, you know. I won't say the word, but you know why. But we're so happy to be able to do this again with you guys. When I went to university, while I was studying a business degree, I too stumbled upon a Christian group like this. And what I learned during those 4 years on campus, hanging out with that group, is that God is just as present on campus as he was in my church back at home. I realized that God was interested in my classes, my assignments, my group work, that God was interested in my feelings and my thoughts and the relationships that I was involved in. God was interested in my whole life. And in fact, I kind of realized during that time that he was more interested in who I was becoming. You know, guys, like follow through is a hard thing, right? How many of you guys have 8 a.m. classes? Anybody signed up for an 8 a.m. class? Yeah, and how many are you going to keep following through with going to that class 8 a.m. all the way through the term? Anybody? I know, because follow through is a hard kind of thing. And when I went to university, I was a Christian, but I found it difficult to follow through with that during my time there. And I want to say that UCM, this campus ministry here, that's what we're about. We're here to help you follow through on following Jesus. You could say that's our mission. We're on a mission to help people find and follow through with following Jesus. Now, if you came tonight and you don't know anything about Jesus, I really hope that for you that tonight was a bit of like a taste, like a sign of what this life after him is like. Free food, right? Fun, music. I hope that just gives you a bit of a taste. And if you come back next week, next Thursday, that's what it'll look like again. But for those of you who do know Jesus, we want to let you know that we're here to be a supportive community to help you in following through with following Jesus. Tonight, I just want to give you two Jesus quotes, and I want to give you one Jesus story. Are you ready for it? Okay, first Jesus quote. Jesus said, "No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a basket or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a lampstand so that those who come in may see its light." Did you catch that? In Jesus' time, every night, when it started getting dark like this, people would light a small clay lamp. It was filled with olive oil. And then we'd set it up on a stand inside their house. Or there's these little niches in the walls of their house, and they'd place it on there. And when you'd light it, suddenly everything came into view. Imagine if we didn't have these lights on right now, a little dark, right? But these lights help us see. So Jesus would go on to teach that that's what God was doing through him. Jesus announced that God's kingdom was coming and breaking in through him. Jesus announced that he came to rescue us from our brokenness. Jesus came to give us a life with purpose and meaning and truth. And he actually died for our sake and then was resurrected again. And his resurrection gives us future hope in him. So he says, "No one after lighting a lamp covers it under a basket." Kind of a silly thing to say. Yeah, exactly. No one ever does that, right? And what he's trying to say is that once you've heard about Jesus, man, you need to pursue it. You need to look into it. You need to find out about it. Later in the Bible would say that Jesus is the light of the world. Man, how else can we make it through this world without the lights on, right? Okay, second Jesus quote. Now, this Jesus quote comes in the same chapter. It's in the same sequence of events. Right after he teaches this, what happens is his mother and his brothers have tracked him down. They're concerned about this new vocation that he's taken up. He's acting like a rabbi, and he's teaching people about the kingdom of God. And so his mom and his brothers are at the gate of this house in Capernaum, and they can't get through because of the crowd, so they pass word forward. And his disciples say, "Hey, Jesus, your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to see you." You ladies right up here, imagine if I told you that your mom's just over there right now. They want to see you. So Jesus then responds, right? He says, my mother and my brothers are those that hear and do the word of God. Whoa, shocking statement. Like, how many of you this week have kind of pressed the silent button on your phone because mom and dad was calling a little bit too much? Anybody? No one's going to put up their hand? Oh, yeah, uh-huh. Right? How many of you kind of missed that text, you know, that incessant text, got a few too many texts from mom and dad? Anybody? No. No, you're like, yes, I love every text from my mom. That's awesome. It's good. I think in university, it's a bit of a time where, yeah, you kind of want to spread your wings, right? Want to have a bit of independence, kind of want to figure out who you are. And sometimes having mom and dad around is you know, helpful, right? Not having them around. But that's actually not what's happening in the text here. For Jesus, in his day, family was everything. Maybe family's everything for you too. Family was your home. Family was your vocation. Family was your identity. Family was probably would determine your religion. So when Jesus says that my mother and my brothers are those here who are doing the word of God, who are hearing and following the word of God, what he's saying is these disciples are my family now. So he's saying that God is starting a new family, a new holy family. And the good news of this quote is that Jesus is saying, if you're willing to be his disciple, you belong to a new family. So for some of us, we come from great families. Maybe some of us, maybe not so great. But either way, Jesus is saying that the good news is that you get to belong in Jesus' family. So what I want to say to you guys tonight is that during this period of time in university, it can kind of be lonely, but we as a campus ministry on campus, we want to invite you into family and experiencing family during this time at university. Okay, last thing. I said two quotes and a story. You want to hear a Jesus story? So right after Jesus tells the story, he says, hey guys, let's go in a boat and let's go across the sea. He's been, you know, around the crowds too much. How many of you don't like being in crowds too much? Yeah, and you kind of look forward to kind of getting home and having some quiet time. Well, that's what Jesus does sometimes with the disciples. He's like, you know what? We need to practice that. We need to go and have some time away. So they hop in the boat and they're going across the sea. And Jesus kind of curls up and falls asleep. And then suddenly, there's this massive storm, huge winds, huge waves. And the disciples are kind of freaking out. People at that time were quite afraid of natural, you know, elements like, you know, storms. And they look over, they're afraid for their lives, and they look over and Jesus is asleep on a cushion. And they have to wake him and they say to him, Master, Master, we're gonna die. So Jesus gets up, and you know what he does? He rebukes the wind and he rebukes the waves. And then suddenly they stop. And there's calm, there's peace. And then Jesus turns to his disciples and he says, where is your faith? And the disciples, that they're just in awe. Their jaws are dropped on the ground. They're like, oh my goodness. And they say, who is this? Who is this that commands even the winds and the waves and they obey him? See, Jesus knew who he was. Jesus knew that he was sent by the Father. He knew that he was come for a purpose. He knew how ultimate history would play out. He knew in the end that the goodness of the Father would overcome justice, injustice, oppression, and evil. And that's why he could sleep on a cushion during a storm. So this is the last thing I want to say to you guys. This year, your time at university, guess what? Storms are going to come. The storms of life are going to hit you at some point. But the question is, are you ready for it? The question is that question that Jesus is asking you, where is your faith? And if you're not sure about that, if you don't know where that's at in your life, that's what I want to encourage you to do, is to ask that same question that the disciples ask in response. Who is Jesus? Who is this man? How can I find that peace that he has? So whether this is like your first year or you've been here for a while, we want to invite you to come journey with us this year. We want you to jump into our ministry. We meet on Thursday nights. If you can't connect with us, there's wonderful churches in town. One of the churches is the house here supporting this event tonight. We want to encourage you to find people that you can journey with so that when the storms of life come, you're ready for them. Amen? Amen.